warehouse first.
I hope so. I'm getting to market. I'll be there for you.
Thank you for holding. Is this Rick?
It is.
Hi, Rick. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Good.
Good. That's what I like to hear. I understand you were speaking with my representative, Marietta. She asked me to jump on the line to go over pricing with you in regards to this first page placement on Google. And did you have, like, any questions in regards to the placement, or you guys just looking for price?
Well, when this first started getting big, I was with eLocal Listings for quite a few years.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I was kind of curious what kind of pricing you guys are. You know, is this going to give me number one? How far is this going to take me for number one?
Yeah, so you'll be a top recommended option. It depends on how far you want to target. So, like, the local listings, they'll cover you for about a 20-mile radius. If you want to do more than that, it wouldn't be covered by the local listing, but we could still get you showing. It would just be in the ad section. So your service area is really dependent on you know, what you are, or how far you're willing to go, you know? And then obviously the budget is going to be set on that as well. So, you know, money's no object for you. I can have it covering the whole country. There's actually like a slew of companies that do that already.
Well, I don't want to do that. I'm not that big.
Right. Yeah, that would be a headache too. All the, you imagine all the phone calls. You got to have a full, like, answering service for that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's what Home Advisor and like Angie's List and those guys do. They cover the whole U.S. and then when they get a lead, they'll sell it on a per lead basis. We're not a pay per lead service. We're a premier Google partner. So, you know, we would just talk about listing you independently and then locally, of course, since you're a smaller business.
Okay. Well, we've been talking that Google's trying to do it on our own and, They're not offering it to us. They said we must have did something wrong. I don't know why they ain't letting us do it.
Well, they put you on our qualified candidates list, but you usually don't want a Google ad being hosted for a business unless you have certified technicians that are able to do that. Because Google's been seeing, like, the retention go down, basically. Like, people that are trying to host it themselves that have the lowest retention, meaning, like, they cancel. Because they're giving it to them to host themselves, and then if they don't know what they're doing or if they don't have the time because they're running a business, then it gets neglected. And then it doesn't yield the same kind of return on investment or results that you should be seeing from it.
Okay, so what are we looking at for the 20-mile radius from Visalia?
If you want to do a 20-mile radius from Visalia, I can do that package at $249 month to month. And that's with the .com website included and the hosting for the site if you don't already have one.
We have a website already.
Okay. If you already have your own site and I don't have to do any kind of hosting or development on it, I could do it at $199 month to month for a 20-mile radius. And that'll get you listed for 15 keywords too, by the way, not just five.
Mm-hmm. How many months do we have to...
It's a month to month.
Okay, so we can
cancel
anytime
from a single company. Yeah, if we're not getting a return, yeah. I mean, you're calling me on when it's getting ready to be the slowest time of the year.
Right, but it comes with tracking. And, you know, obviously if it's slower, that's even more of a reason why you need it. You know, the chances of people finding you that aren't going online are going to be even slimmer than they already are. So basically
okay,
all your clients...
Key phrases when they look up for carpet cleaners by Visalia, California, when they look up carpet cleaners, Tulare, California.
Right.
Upholstery cleaning. You're saying we get 12 key phrases?
15. Carpet cleaning would just be one keyword term or phrase. So even though it's called keywords, you can actually have phrases like that, like carpet cleaning, even though it's two words, it's one keyword technically. So we give you 15.
Okay.
In your industry, a majority of them are happening amongst maybe like five. So, you know, obviously
you already know the keywords are, right?
Yeah, exactly. We have recommended keywords, so that way we know we're putting you in a position to be successful and we can have you come back each month at your own.
Okay, so we'll be surrounded 20 miles on the outskirts of Visalia all the way around?
Correct. They're going to send you a PIN verification letter to your 1600 South Salcourt. Just to verify location, and then you get a 20-mile radius from that street address.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how long does it take you guys to get this up and running?
Well, with the ads usually take about 7 to 10 days, but Google tells us to quote you 30 to 45 days before you evaluate our services. Basically because it's going to take some time to brand you, right? Having you up there, you know, is obviously great. You get the immediate return on investment from people, but sometimes people search and then they wait a while, you know, if it's not like something they're trying to. So they say before you hard evaluate us, they want you to give it 30 to 45 days.
For the spider web to work?
Yeah, well, exactly. Not just for a spider web, it's more just like to see return on investment. You know, if you're just trying to get up there, that's one thing, but most business owners aren't evaluating us based on how they're showing up. What they care about is how much money they're making, right? If they're not making money off of it, then they're not going to continue to use it each month. So they say before you evaluate return on investment, we want you to give us at least 30 to 45 days.
Okay, I'm going to hand the phone over to Tanya. She's the office manager, and she's got some questions for you, but
of course.
It sounded pretty good to me. That's good.
Okay.
Hey, I'm sorry, what was your name again?
My name's Jonathan, but I go by John. I'm the director here.
Oh, okay. I'll call you Jonathan because that's my grandson's name. And
okay.
He goes by John, but I call him John. Anyway.
That's fine.
Anyway, for this $200 or whatever the price you quoted to Rick was, what exactly, month-to-month basis, what are you doing every month? Are you updating any information on our Google, what shows up on Google when people search keywords? Or what exactly are you doing for that monthly payment?
Yeah, so that is a good question. So Google, I mean, when you submit your Google My Business page, that information is there. Mm-hmm. Like, you can do that yourself, right? You can even request mm-hmm. a PIN verification yourself. What we do mm-hmm. is actually optimization. So we have to go into your Google My Business page and do the programming, mm-hmm. Which is like backlinking mm-hmm. and meta tagging. I don't know if you're familiar with that, mm-hmm. the very technical marketing terms. Yeah, and then mm-hmm. Google has like an algorithm that determines the business's mm-hmm. quality score, and that's what decides who's ranking 1, 2, or 3, and we uh-huh. get access to that algorithm as their partner. So we're able okay. to basically go into your account and do those updates before they're actually submitted. That way you stay up there consistently.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to go in and like add any kind of pictures or add any kind of wording, you're not going to change any of that. You're just changing the things that
we can, but we don't do those things without the business owner's consent.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you change like the tag words and things like that, or the what?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm trying to figure out. Exactly what you do.
Yeah. No, it's the keyword programming is the most important part of our service. We want to make sure that if somebody's just typing in carpet cleaning rather than going on Google and typing in Manzanita carpet cleaning, that you still show.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Most of your customers don't know your company. They're just looking for the services you provide. So we're going in there making sure you show up for the services you provide.
Okay. I'm going to type something in real quick and I'll hold on, because I'm on the other side of town now, and that always changes it, who shows up first.
Exactly.
But anyway,
so, and you'll always be one of those top three there, but how you're ranking 1, 2, or 3 is going to be based on the location of the searcher. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, does the reviews have any impact on where we show up?
No. I mean, I've signed guys up.
Okay.
Yeah, I've signed guys up with no reviews at all, and they're top recommended still.
Okay.
You know, it's more about the programming. You'll get the review.
And then I have one more question and then I'll let Rick make his decision.
Mm-hmm.
But my last question is, and I need your honest opinion on this one.
Sure.
Your unbiased, non-salesman opinion.
Okay.
If we are always ranked 1 and 2 when somebody types in carpet cleaning or upholstery
mm-hmm.
cleaning,
mm-hmm.
if we're almost always 1 and every once in a while 2, how? What are you going to do for us? What do we need from you to justify paying that? If we're already up there because of what we've been doing.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying, like, If you're already there, we can expand on the keyword coverage and the service uh-huh. area. The more ground you're going to cover, the more ground you're going to cover, right? More carpets.
Okay.
So the broader your service area, the more opportunities you're going to get each month, and that's going to increase your bottom line. So the more people seeing uh-huh. you, ultimately more exposure, more uh-huh. keyword coverage in case people are typing in specific keywords, right, that are mm-hmm. a little bit away yeah. from what you already have now. Maybe you show up for carpet uh-huh. cleaning, but you don't show up for carpet cleaner or carpet cleaning company,
yeah.
right? So those are different keywords.
Uh-huh.
And then we go in and complete your online business profile. Google has about 60 uh-huh. companies that are seen as trusted citations by Google.
Uh-huh.
So I noticed you already have like a Yelp listing, but like Yellow Pages, Facebook, Thumbtap, Merchant Circle, Amazon Alexa voice search, those are all directories that are included as part of our optimization as well. So you'll show up for your keywords in those directories also, not just on the first page of Google.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, I never thought about Alexa and all of them because, I mean, I only ask them what the weather's like every day.
Right.
Okay. Well,
they help, though. You know, they help. You never yeah. know. So you don't want to miss the opportunity.
Okay.
You know, people to have about a 10-second window when they're looking for somebody.
Okay,
John. So your sales rep said that you guys just had an opening to open up. Who was using you guys last?
That I can't disclose. But you'll be able to see them rotate off. It's just because we have, like, an agreement between the business owners and ourselves that we won't disclose or provide any of their personal information, name, address, or phone number.
Okay, well, I'll give it a shot. I'll give you a couple months. So he said it's going to be 45 to 60 days. E-local listings, they got it up pretty quick, like two or
yeah.
3 weeks.
Yeah, it's usually 30 to 45. I mean, we could get you up there quicker, but we like to under-promise and over-deliver. If we get you up there quicker, you're
yeah.
not going to be mad, you know?
Yeah.
Yep.
No,
so
I understand.
Yeah, that's how
so
we retain...
Is eLocal Listing still doing it?
eLocal Listing is not. They didn't meet the ramifications anymore for the Google partnership. They basically, Google kind of strong-armed a lot of these SEO companies. That's what we started out doing in 2004. And it was either like you partner with us or you go under. And a lot of the, because they basically would outlaw you from being able to offer any kind of Google services. So a lot of the companies... A lot of the companies
pretty,
didn't want to...
That's pretty much what Google did to us this morning.
They told us we could never place a Google ad again, but they didn't tell us why.
They said that we could never place a Google ad again, which we never had done one before, except for eLocal Listings. And
I can get that uplifted. Yeah, it's just a suspension.
They didn't even tell us what we did wrong.
Yeah, but they don't want to even tell us what we did wrong.
Yeah, that's normal, because they don't actually... So Google doesn't usually call the general public. You know, so if there's something wrong with your account that even that they could fix, you would have to get it elevated to a point where you're talking to one of their partners. And that's what we are. We're a premier Google partner. So, like, I can get your... Yeah, we'll just re-pin verify you, and then we could three-way call them during your client interview tomorrow. I can get an ad up and running for you if you want to have that running congruently with your local listing. Did you want to do that?
Yeah, it doesn't cost anything, or?
Well, I mean, obviously the ads cost money, yeah. So it would have to be on top
yeah.
of the $199 for the local.
I mean, if you're going to already do it for me, I mean, pretty much, why do we have to use them?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, we could start out with the local. That'll cover the 20-mile radius. And then if you want to expand on it later and add the ads later, you know, we'll already have a relationship. You could just call me, and I can get that uplifted, and we can add the ads.
Okay,
but you have to have a
separate
budget.
What about Fresno? Can you give me a Fresno when I get ready, or is that spot taken already?
No, we could do that. So the ads aren't based off of the local listings. They're not based on availability. Only these local listings are based on availability, because each service area is only allowed to have a certain amount of people within it. So your ads are different. The ads are at the top of the screen where it says AD. You can have up to
yeah,
five.
Yeah, we got somebody from Fresno, which is about 45 minutes away.
Right.
And they're showing up number one sometimes in Visalia.
Exactly.
And it says AD on top.
Right. Yeah, so that's what the ads are for. The ads are for covering areas outside that your local listing doesn't already cover. So what we're doing today at the $199, that'll cover your 20-mile radius. If you want to do that for a couple months, evaluate it, and then you say, hey, this is going great, John. I love the relationship we built. let's go ahead and expand now. I want to kick things up. We're coming into our prime time. I got a bunch of guys I got to keep busy. Let's run this ad. Well, then we could do that. You know, I can incorporate the ad, and we could start targeting Fresno and some of those surrounding areas that you want to hit also.
Okay. Let's go ahead and do this. What do we need to do? Do you need to send us an email or?
Oh, no. I can secure the listing right now over the phone with you, but I do want to verify some information. It's going to sound kind of repetitive, okay. But I just have to confirm everything, okay?
I'll give it back to Tanya because I got to use the restroom.
Okay. Take your time. I'll probably still be here when you get back.
Okay.
Unless it's number two.
Okay. Give me the keys. I'm going to go to the truck if I'm going to be on here for a while. So you start looking at the shirts, I guess. Sorry, we're trying to get some shopping done at the same time.
No, I hear you. I'm renting the same boat. My son's 7 months old, so I'm doing the first Christmas for him. That's my firstborn, so I'm planning on spoiling him.
Well,
yeah.
Oh, well, you know, you have to.
Yeah, got them all new everything.
Well,
but
really?
I actually spent last night at the children's hospital, unfortunately.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but it was good, though. Yeah, he just had a real bad cough, and I'm just over cautious, so I was like, oh no, maybe this corona stuff made its way to my home. So I took him down there precautionary, but they said he has croup. I don't know if you heard of that before. Croup,
yeah,
croup.
Yeah. Sometimes if you just take him outside to breathe some cold air, it clears it right up. No chance
in the hospital. That might be the thing, too. I kind of have them bundled up in the house where it's warm, you know, and then the weather's changing.
Yeah.
So maybe that might have got to him. But they gave us a steroid. He's supposed to take, like, another dose of it today. He took some last night. He seems to be doing better.
Yeah.
But they said all his tests came back negative, too, so that's good.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Yeah. Scary, though. Yeah, I basically stayed awake the whole night on a Tuesday night. I didn't want to put him down in his crib. I basically just had him on my chest, and I slept on the couch with him on my chest because every time he coughed, I just got scared. I wanted to be able to pat him on his back and make sure he's not choking. Yeah, so it's kind of scary. But, okay, so I just have to verify some account information. It's going to sound maybe a little bit repetitive, but it's just to confirm, and then I'm going to submit this to Google. Who's going to be the primary on the account? Like, who usually deals with the customers?
I deal with the customers. Well, we both do. I mean, I'm the one that takes all the calls, but Rick's—he's the one that actually goes out to the houses. I just run the office and manage everything.
Okay, so I'm gonna have you both there as like co-owner. What's your first name? I'm sorry, I didn't have it typed up here.
Oh, my first name's Tanya.
Tanya. Okay, can you spell that for me? I don't wanna.
Yeah. Yeah, T-A-N-Y-A.
Okay, Tanya. And then Rick, short for Richard, right?
Yeah, Richard Huffman.
Okay. And it's Huffman, H-U-F-F-M-A-N?
No, H-O-F-F, Huffman.
Huffman, okay. Let me go ahead and update. Okay, so I'll have you both listed as the co-owner. And then for the billing on the account, is that going to go through Richard's information or yours?
It's going to go through his.
Okay,
just,
so it'll be
on the do we just do this on a revolving credit card thing, or what? How do we do it?
Yes, so it's going to be set up on a debit card or credit card, and it'll be set up to automatically process. Today's the first. So it'll be set up to automatically process on the first of each month, which is actually amazing timing for you because the first of next month will be 2022, and you'll be able to write off the first month. So it's almost going to be like you're getting it for free. Yeah. So that'll be great.
Cool.
Yeah, you guys will be able to see it come back around to you very quickly, not just with the customers, but that'll definitely help.
Yeah.
And then, okay, so I'm going to – don't need payment information just yet, though. I need to verify. What's the business email address?
It is Manzanita. Do I need to spell it?
No, I got it. Just like the business name.
Okay. W-O.
Okay.
@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Okay. I'm a Huntington Beach native myself. We're just down here in Newport Beach, so. I know California.
Born in Newport Beach.
Oh,
I was born
so was my son.
Memorial Hospital.
Yeah, my son was born in Hogue. Yeah, we had him this year in April 28th. So he just passed the 7-month marker this weekend. Yeah.
Did Did your wife or girlfriend, whatever, have a view of the ocean up there?
Yes, we did. It was beautiful. I held them up like Simba, and I took a bunch of pictures.
Yeah, I got pictures like that. We lived on, we lived down there. My dad is a computer professor, and he taught down there, and then he moved us up here because he didn't want us to be raised with some, I don't know, certain types of morals and values, he said.
Yes,
he moved us to Fresno.
I agree. Yeah, I agree. I grew up in the Huntington Beach area, but not in the close to the water, kind of inland a little bit, more by like ocean view. Yeah, so I was over there.
Yeah,
rather than Huntington, and so we grew up a little bit different. You know, I used to wear a pair of boxer shorts and some flip flops, and that's then you go over to Newport, and they're they're living really upscale life. You got kids with suits going to school. Yeah, so definitely different.
Yeah, and that's what my dad's like, we have money, you don't. I don't want you to think that this is reality.
Yeah.
We're moving you to a farming community so you can see what life's really like.
Yeah,
and then I moved to Oklahoma. And I'm like, I don't even want to be in California. I'm moving to Oklahoma.
Yeah, California is nuts. I mean, it's just getting worse and worse.
These
gas prices are crazy. But I'm considering the same thing. You know, I've been petitioning since last year to try to get them to move me out of the office. And if they do, like, a work-from-home situation and they allow me to, because, I just need my computer, you know. If they allow me to do that, then I might just move, too, myself. So go somewhere it's a little more cost-efficient. And then, like your father, you know, I don't want him growing up thinking, you know, these guys got the newest iPhone. Let me have the newest iPhone and buy the new one next week. I don't want them like that. You know, I see kids in elementary school with those things. I'm like, the internet, you should not be accessing the internet until your late teens, you know. There's too much stuff out there.
Exactly.
Yeah. He needs to be a kid.
I just moved back to California. My daughter called me the other day, said it's been 200 days, almost a year. Dated Rick when we were like, we were just kids, you know, 20, 21. We were engaged and then broke up. And then when my husband passed, he talked me into coming back out here. And I'm like, ew, California, ew.
He never forgot about you. I've been in that situation.
No.
Yeah. I'm only 30, but I actually had it happen the other way around. I was with this girl, you know, I met her actually in Huntington Beach. We went off 18 to 24. And then I met my wife when I was 27, and we've been together ever since, just had my first son. But all of a sudden, when she was pregnant with my son, we started having random bags and things popping up on the door. She knew that I was back over in this area. Yeah, and we were like, okay, what's going on? And then I caught her one day. and I find out she's been keeping in contact with my sisters, and yeah, it was very weird. Yeah.
Rick just left me alone.
Yeah.
Rick just left me, but Rick knew my husband was a great guy, so he was polite and waited 30 years till he passed.
Yeah, my lady, my lady's not too fond of her, but I know she's definitely out there kind of playing that game, you know, so.
I don't know.
Who knows, you know, I don't think so, but we did do some pretty crazy things when we were young. We went on some Euro trips and stuff like that, so there's definitely past history there. I'm sure she's not able to forget. I won't forget either, but
the keys are in there, in the middle. Let me put this out and we can go.
You guys don't have a website, right?
We do, but we don't have ownership of it. Somebody else set it up and they have ownership. And we don't really even have a working relationship. I've tried talking to them, but they're not interested. They're like, you know, these websites are worth money. And
it's
all
called
this
iSoft.
Stuff. I'm like, that's it, iSoft.
Yeah, I found them here, and it's in 2018 they built it. Okay, so it's this website, VisaliaCarpetCleaners.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, we also have one that somebody else owns out of Keeksburg that's even older, and it's Manzanita Carpet Cleaners. Half the time it'll show up on my computer, the other half the time it says that there's no site there, so I don't know what the deal is with that.
So, I mean, we wouldn't be able to access this site because you guys don't have ownership of it. We would need to...
Yeah.
Yeah, so... What I'm thinking, is Rick back?
Yeah, he's here. Yeah.
I just paid for the hosting.
Yeah, and we really didn't want, like, another site because nobody even goes to it. What they do is they look and they look at the reviews, and then they start clicking call now.
Okay.
You know, and I'm trying to set it up so they can book now and look at our prices instead of calling us for estimates constantly and just go ahead and book it with
yeah.
the online calendar.
Yeah, we
That's
can do
what
that.
We're going for.
Set that up, but if we don't have access to it, we would have to...
Yeah.
I mean, we can't use that site. I mean, we can't do any of that. So...
Yeah.
Yeah, we can get the site. I paid it. It's somebody I know. I paid them to build it.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
I so much of yours for the hosting.
So you can
what
get access to it again? Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What is he charging you for the hosting?
I think it's like $100 a year.
A year?
I think so.
That's really cheap. Usually it's monthly. It's usually around $30 a month.
Oh, well, maybe it's more. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, I mean, I can upgrade your package. Again, that was the one that I was talking about earlier with the website included. It would bump it up to $249 month to month. But what I could also do with this, Rick, if you have the site built through us, is I can enroll you in this program for the Google Ads, and it gives you $100 worth of Google Ad clicks. So you won't have to pay anything but $50 more than what you're set to pay now. You'll get $100 towards your AdWords, which means you'll cover more ground than just that 20-mile radius. You can pick, you know, like if you want to hit Fresno, I can hit Fresno with that ad. And then you'll have your site built through us, too. And then that way we can make the modifications necessary to your site, have it updated, have it so that they could auto-book, like the missus is saying here, through your site. We could even have it set up to where you can accept transactions through the site. So not only could they book, you could go out there, do the job, confirm and request a review from them, as well as have them pay.
Well, I know that we're, you know, Square offers the same thing. For
Tell
free, because we already use Square for our transactions.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And they give us a free web page. We can do our own web page. And
okay, yeah, yeah.
Hosting. So we'll
right,
probably just go that route, right?
Yeah,
yeah, that's up to you. I was just saying
that's
something that I can add.
You guys do, but it's free.
Oh, it's free. Well, if it's free, then yeah. I can't beat...
Perfect.
Yeah, I can't beat that. I mean, if you can get that for free through Square, then absolutely. I just know that they
yeah.
allow us to upgrade your package and it, to include the site. And usually when you upgrade the package to include the site, I could throw in that $100 coupon towards your ads each month. So that was just something I wanted to run by you.
Is that something we could do later, just after we get this
yeah.
thing up and running?
Yeah, of course. Just like I told you earlier, I mean, if you guys down the line, you want to increase the ad, we could always do that. It's just a phone call. I'll send you a text message right now so that way you have my direct number and extension. And anytime you need help with the campaign or you want to make changes, anything like that, just give me a ring.
Okay, Tanya will be in charge of all that, so.
Okay. Yeah, no problem.
No, I haven't answered all those questions. You can drive to the bank while I do it.
Yeah. Last thing we got to do is secure the payment, actually. So that was it. I think we were waiting for Richard on that part.
Oh, no, I have the payment.
Oh, okay. So do you guys want to secure the first month's payment with like a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
It's a MasterCard.
Okay. It's under Richard Hoffman?
Yeah.
Okay. And then is the billing address the same as that 1600 South Salcourt?
Yeah.
Okay. Rick, did you ever get a postcard sent to your address? Do you remember doing that with Google?
Verify the address you did.
Oh, I think so. I don't know.
I think so. I was going through paperwork from a few years ago, and there was like coupons saying spend $500 on Google Ads and we'll give you $500. So they sent things to the house.
Okay.
So
yeah, and that means they have it. That's fine. I'll be able to verify it over the phone during the client interview.
I've been at that address for 20 years.
Oh, okay. Okay, I just wanted to verify. I'm going to hide it online, though. So when you see your listing, it'll just say Visalia and then 93277. I'm going to do a name, address, and phone number audit across the internet. So basically, we're going to have that address, like, removed. I don't want people showing up to your residence.
No, yeah, because we run it out of the house. I've been for 22 years.
Okay. Okay, sounds good. I'll take care of that for you. That'll be the first book of business here.
Okay.
All right, so let me go to update. All right, and then, Tanya, on the front of that MasterCard, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Okay, 5178.
5178.
0577.
0577.
5511.
5511.
8630.
8630. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
March 26, 0326.
Okay, and then 3-digit code on the back?
391.
391, okay. And then I do need Rick's attention for about 60 seconds. I have to do this voice verification before I can authorize the transaction. Can you put me on speaker?
Okay. Yeah,
you're on speaker.
Okay, so brief voice verification. It's just a reading that I have to do. It's going to outline the agreement. Whenever you're ready, I'm going to walk you through it, okay?
Do it.
Okay, so it says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Manzanita Carpet Cleaner.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Richard Hoffman, CEO.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Manzanita Carpet Cleaner today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of this account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Rick, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
Okay. And it says, in hiring our company, Local Splash, as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. It says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is December 1st of 2021. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $199 for our Platinum Package service, and I have waived all setup fees that are included with the programming. That says, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set up to automatically renew each month on the first day, but it'll remain in that discounted pricing structure of $199 for as long as you're with us. That's an indefinite discount, so it's not going to go up or change. It states that it's month to month. You are not binded to a contract, so you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties. All that we ask is that you contact us before the next billing is due, so that way we could stop the billing cycle. And then it asks if you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms.
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to authorize the first payment. When that payment goes through, you're going to get a welcome text message. We'll have an outline of the agreement in writing, and then it'll ask you to sign off on that agreement at the bottom there. Last thing I need to do before I let you guys get back to your shopping, I know you're probably in the holiday mode right now.
Yeah.
Okay. I got to set up a time to do the client interview with you. Okay, the client interviews, they take about 20 to 30 minutes, but we want to interview you, make sure we're representing your business properly, have you up there for the right keywords in the right areas. So what's a good time where I could circle back tomorrow?
Can Tanya do that?
Yeah, absolutely. I actually, while you were gone, I listed her as the co-owner on the account. So she can make changes,
perfect,
but she just can't authorize any transactions. I would still have to have you on the line for that.
Okay.
Okay, so when we add the ad later, just make sure you join us on that phone call, or I'll let her know. And then I texted over my direct number and extension too, so you could share that. If you guys need anything, you could call in directly.
Yeah.
Okay, no.
But what about tomorrow?
Tomorrow morning, what time's your first part? 10?
Yeah.
Okay, so tomorrow morning at about 10. And then he'll be out of the office. Or as long as he doesn't need to be there, then... for tomorrow. Then
can I ask you how long you've been doing this?
10 years. 10 years.
Okay, so you know what I need. You know what I want. So we're going to
Yeah, no.
Recommend.
Yeah, we'll have recommendations, but we still got to get your confirmation and your permission. You know, there's some things that, you know, like let's say somebody wanted a specific type of steam cleaning, you know, that's, we got to be specific to your company and what your services are. I don't want to be wasting your time or the consumer's time, by having you listed incorrectly. So we can't just always assume. Yeah. We want to make sure we're accurate. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But you said 10?
Yeah. 10 a.m. is good for me.
Okay.
It'll be quiet then.
Okay. So I'm going to send a calendar invitation and then I'll also send a text message reminder to you guys 1 hour before the appointment. So around 9 o'clock, just to confirm if that's still a good time. If anything pops up or changes, just let me know.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. I'm looking forward to working with you. If you guys have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, just feel free to call in. I'll be here for you.
Okie dokie. I appreciate
your
time.
Of course. Enjoy your holidays, and then, you know, maybe around Christmas time you might get a nice little message from me.
Okay.
Maybe.
you need to put that picture of the baby with the ocean in the background. See if it looks like my baby picture.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'm holding him like Simba in the window there at the Hogue.
His son was born in the same hospital I was, with the same view of the ocean in Newport Beach. Hogue Memorial.
Newport Beach. We're right across the street from the Google, like in between Irvine and Newport Beach, off the 405.
Oh, you're in California then?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're in Orange County.
His son was born at the same hospital.
Oh, I'm from Sun Valley by Burbank.
Oh, yeah. So you're from out here too. Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm a California native through and through. I was actually born in Huntington, Santa Ana, but I was raised in Huntington Beach. So I'm a Huntington Beach native, actually, by heart. I grew up a beach bum.
Yeah. I know where McCorma is.
McCorma's kind of dark. They burnt that hospital down when we got born.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the one that I was born at doesn't exist either, the Memorial Hospital. That's long gone.
That was the one I was born at, too, Memorial Hospital.
Yeah, in Santa Ana?
No, I was in
McCorma. Oh, okay. It was a memorial up. But yeah, I think they got rid of all of them, actually.
Wow. Now, is Hogue Memorial still a Catholic hospital?
I think primarily, yes. I didn't put any, religious preference, although my lady was really pushing towards the Catholic thing. We have an interesting dynamic here. So I was raised Christian, and she was raised Catholic. So, We try not to. I mean, our son's 7 months, and we've even argued about baptizing him. I went to Calvary Chapel growing up, and she wanted to take him to this the Catholic church down the way, and I'm like, I don't know. So
you can do it twice. You can let him decide. Just do both.
That's true, but I don't know how God feels about that. You know.
Well, He doesn't like religion. He doesn't like denominations. Because that's division. House divided cannot stand. So you
dividing
just need to raise him to believe and to keep his eyes open to bits and parts of every denomination without condemning one and picking the other. That's the truth.
I believe that 110%. I told her, I was like, if there's going to be any baptisms, I'm going to go take myself down to the Jordan River.
There you go.
Make it a family vacation and do it that way, you know?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah,
well,
you can't trust those Catholic pastors with their holy water. No. not my boy. Not my boy.
I'm in a lot of trouble.
I don't know what the Pope is doing now. I stopped listening.
Yeah. Oh, man. You never know nowadays, but not my boy, so I'm double protecting him.
Good job. Okay, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. All right, you guys. I'm looking forward to working with you. Enjoy the rest of your day. If you need anything, give me a call, but I'll circle back with you tomorrow morning between 10 and 11.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Absolutely. Have a good one, Rick. Drive safe out there.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.